813, Milton Hershey built his factory, you know, there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. But he decided he was going to do a whole bunch of other stuff because he wanted it to really be, you know, a paradise for his employees. And he built low-budget housing there. They've got a, they've got an amusement park there where people can make their own chocolate and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I can remember touring the Hershey factory, in fact, when I was a little kid. We got a chance to go through and see that. And that was neat. That was all back in 1903 when that stuff started.
Scott had chocolate all over his face.
Yeah, right. Really. Little knee socks.
Dig it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, little knee socks.
Yeah.
They're closing the factory and laying off 500 people.
What's Mom washing his face with spit and a
they're
clean
closing the factory and laying off 500 people, okay? Yeah. Did you know that Hershey's not even the largest employer in town anymore?
Really?
The Hershey Medical Center now does that. Now, they're building a new factory. They've built a new factory outside of town, and they're going to open it up. But this has obviously been a tremendous hit to the city. Now, the little story that I have here, it says the factory, the chocolate brick factory, is nestled between...
It's nestled?
Yeah, between two smokestacks.
Or is it nestled?
Yeah, it was nestled. I thought that was pretty close, though. But anyhow, yeah, Hershey's, the recession's hitting them. 500 people being laid off as they close the Hershey's factory there. So what a
goodness
shame.
Gracious.
Yeah, that's it. All right, it's 8:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Will's here this morning from the Bush Library Museum. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on in your world over there?
Well, you know, we just opened our new exhibit last week, the Heart Truth Red Dress Collection and First Lady's Red Dress Collection.
Right. Right.
And it's a great exhibit we have going on. The whole purpose of it, of course, is to raise awareness about heart disease, especially in women, and, of course, other health-related issues as well.
Sure. Now, and we have some things continuing as far as now. The summer movie's over. Do you still do any kind of free entertainment for the family?
Well, just for you, we can do a movie tonight if you like.
Okay, good.
We can do His Girl Friday starting at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And as always, folks can come out just a little early before the movie, and we have free refreshments and other beverages and things.
Sure.
And it's a totally free event.
So, and remember, if you have folks coming into town, don't forget about this because it's a great opportunity for people to see the permanent exhibits and then the traveling exhibits you have as well.
That's right. And one other thing people might be interested in, next week on Tuesday, we're having a Kettering Foundation National Issues Forum. This will be on economic security, how we can basically secure our future going ahead into the future, our economic security. Yeah.
Need to get tickets ahead of time?
No, it's a totally free event again. Mm-hmm. Starts at 6 p.m., but we just encourage people to call ahead because seating is limited.
All right. All that information can be found at your website.
That's right, bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Very good. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the museum on Thursdays. Also, from the city of Bryan, we talked to those folks, and Alan's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
What's happening for you?
Okay, we got a couple departments that have recently won some awards.
Oh,
so
okay.
We wanted to promote those. We got our wastewater services, which, of course, takes care of the waste.
Very important things, yes.
Very important. They recently entered a contest from Hawk, and that's a wastewater equipment company, HACH.
Mm-hmm.
And they entered this little video that our communications department produced, entered it in, got second place in this national competition.
Wow.
So that means they got a check for $20,000 to use on Hawk equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll help out their processes there, testing the water, making sure after they clean this water to you know, put it back out in the stream.
Well, sounds like your department kind of gets some kudos there too, right?
We did, yeah. Sean and I, one of our video guys, produced the video.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty entertaining look at wastewater.
Really?
So,
is that going to be available on the website?
It actually is available right now. The Hawk Company is also doing a fan favorite award.
Okay.
So people can go online and vote.
Oh.
And if they win that, they get another $20,000 of Hawk equipment.
So vote early, vote often.
Vote early. Yeah, the voting runs through November. Okay. Right now, the city of Bryan, I regrettably have to say, is in fifth place.
All right.
So go online to our website. We've got it right there on the front page where you see the wastewater guys. Click
okay.
on that. It sends you to the page where you can watch the video and vote.
Oh,
so,
good. All right. Bump that
And
up.
You can vote up to 10 times per IP address.
Okay, so good. Get the family and friends to do that, and the city of Bryan makes some money off
exactly.
of that deal.
Exactly. Yeah, right. We could get $40,000.
Good.
So that's all good right. stuff. Also, our downtown improvements program, which is, of course, where downtown owners, they take their buildings, they go to the city, they get matching funds, facade grants, things of that sort. That recently won an award called the Bright Ideas Program, and that's from Harvard University.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of only 9 programs in the state of Texas that won, and it's like a public works type, renovation type award. So they got honored for that one as well.
Excellent.
More information on that is on the website as well.
Good, good. All right.
Wanted to remind folks, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago that there was going to be construction on Old Hearn Road.
Mm-hmm.
A BTU contractor's going in, replacing poles, replacing wires. That construction was delayed until yesterday. So now the Holdhern Road is closed from yesterday until sometime in the middle of next week. And they're going to be working through the weekend. So if you live on Holdhern Road, they'll obviously let you through. But if you're trying to travel on there, try to avoid the area, it's going to be pretty backed up.
I got you.
And wanted to mention that the Bryan Recycling Center will be closed on Monday. They're at the Bryan Super Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the whole parking lot is going under a renovation. They're redoing the surfacing there at the parking lot.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to get into the recycling center on Monday. The plan is for Tuesday to be regular hours, which is 8 to 5:30.
Save your stuff then.
And then last thing,
got
this all up in
my
head.
You do? You have this on the top of your head? It's amazing.
There's no paper here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Last thing, Saturday is the household hazardous waste.
Yeah, okay.
It's out there. It's not at Veterans Park, just like last year. It's at the A&M facility, which is just past Veterans Park if you're going east on Harvey out there. And just, you know, the normal stuff, the old dried up paint. Electronics, things like that.
Take pharmaceuticals now, too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they do accept those now. I think they started that last year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
More information on our website, bryantx.gov.
Got it. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
All right, News Talk 1620, WTAW.